Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
The Father who is living in me is doing his work. So Jesus understood, I'm not coming here with a manual. I'm supposed to try to figure it out and do what I'm supposed to, do this or that. I literally have an inspiration. The God who is Spirit lives in me. And everything that he calls me to do, he's there. And it's really him doing it and not me. Boy, what a simple lesson about how the kingdom of God works. That's what God is wanting from every one of us. Because when Jesus was here, the Father was in him doing his work. Well, now, what's going on? Jesus is here to do his work, but how does he do that? Through us. Oh, may God burn this truth into our hearts, because if that's not what our life is about, what is it about? And God help you. If you don't know him, oh God, cry out. If you've never been born of his Spirit, if he's never revealed the reality of who Jesus is and what he came to do, oh God, your life is worthless. I don't care what you accomplish in your life. If you're not part of what he has set in motion and what he is doing, nothing else will last. But oh, what a promise there is. I will build my church. I'm going to do it. That's what God wants me to do when I get up in the morning, and especially when you come into here and he brings us together. The only thing that matters is he here? And is he active? Are we listening to him? Are we conscious? Lord, I can't do anything, and I don't know what to do. But Jesus said, by myself, I can do nothing. Well, that kind of puts us in the same boat, doesn't it? Even more so. How can we do anything that accomplishes anything? Now, we can kind of reduce it to a religion and do all the outward stuff, but that's not what it's about. The whole business of being the people of God is for him to dwell in us and do his work and empower us to do our part and to be a part of the process. And all that he's called us to do and to be is him in us. He put you and me to death at the cross. As Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. That's a fact. Whether we want to admit it or not, that's a fact. But the life I now live, he says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. God has not just called us to a religion and say, here's the manual, do it. He's come to inhabit a people and to empower us, to change us, to give us new hearts and new spirits and new lives, to give us things to do that are meaningful for all eternity, just in our everyday relationships, in our everyday lives. He wants to live in us. Here we're coming into a meeting. How many of you believe the Lord wants to be in our midst? And be recognized. That's the thing. He's promised to be with his own, but I wonder if his own are with him sometimes. God wants a people who will just look to him with faith and respond and say, Lord, here's my life. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I get it. I understand who you are. I understand why the Father sent you, because any other result, if he hadn't done that for somebody like me, oh my God, what hope would I have had? But now I have a hope that goes beyond imagining. Praise God. Praise God. May God just burn these truths into our hearts so that that becomes the very definition of our lives. That He has come to live in us and to do His work. Okay? Now, as I say, you can emphasize every word. The second word is will. Praise God, what an awesome word. It's not, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can persuade a few people to go along with me. I will. There is a definiteness to what He promised to do. There was no uncertainty in it. We live in a, to say the obvious, we live in an extremely uncertain world. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, our society could crumble. I don't want to say that just to sound scary, but I mean, my hope is not here. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. But it's the promise of somebody who has all authority in heaven and in earth. There's nothing that can stop Him from doing what He has promised to do. He will do it. I want to sign up for something like that with all of my heart and say, Lord, you look at me and you looked at me and you saw somebody who had no qualifications for this. No way could I look at myself and say, there's somebody who deserves to be part of this. Oh my God. If there's anybody who thinks it's that way, you're in a bad place. But you know, the flip side of that is that there's nobody who can look in the mirror and say, well, I couldn't possibly be part of something like that. I'm too bad. I'm this. I'm that. I don't have what it takes. No, I don't either. There's not a single person here who has what it takes for what this is talking about. We were born into a family that is of rebels that just doesn't, all it wants to do is please self. It takes a supernatural work of God, but He has promised, I will. So I pray, if anybody hears this and you think, He couldn't be possibly talking about somebody like me. You're the very one. You're the very one that this is talking about. Because I'll tell you, if you have that kind of a heart, let's say, somebody who knows that you don't deserve it, that just might be the Lord's mercy to show you that. And when God shows us our need, what kind of a heart is behind that? Is it a heart that just says, straighten up and fly right, what's the matter with you? If God has shown you that you don't deserve Him, if He has shown you your need, that's a pretty good reason to say, I have hope. Because what about people who don't know they have a need? They're just going to blindly go along and they resist that idea. No, I'm this. No, I'm that. I'll tell you, the one who has a sense of their unworthiness is the very one He came to save. That wouldn't happen if God weren't at work. In fact, what He's talking about here, I will build my church. This is not just theology, folks. This is not just a statement of history, some little truth we believe. This is happening right now. This is a description of something that is happening here this morning. Right here, right now. He is here. How could that be? I thought He was on a throne somewhere. Yeah, but He is in perfect harmony, joined together with His Father. Well, what's His Father like? God is Spirit. There is no place where He is not. He inhabits eternity. He is everywhere at all times and all places, I mean, beyond our understanding. And the Father is operating in harmony with Him, so that gives the Son power to sit on a throne somewhere and yet to be right here, living, active, Not just somebody we talk about. He is here. And God wants us to live with that realization. He is present, active, working. What he said to Peter is happening right now. We're in the middle of something that is eternal, that is happening. And God wants us to be alert, aware, and say, oh God, I want to completely be part of what you're doing. But oh, what an incredible promise of the scriptures we've quoted so many times, where Paul was persuaded that he who has begun a good work in you is going to do what? He's going to carry it out until the day of Jesus Christ. And I'll just drop this in there. You know, I thought about that years ago and I said, wait a minute, I thought it was just till we die. But he says, till the day of Jesus Christ. These people were gone almost 2,000 years. I believe our brothers and sisters in heaven are still learning. They may not be facing temptation. They are beyond the power of sin and death and all of that. But there's stuff that they don't know that we're still learning. They're still learning. God has got a job on him in his hands. But he is able to do it. And Jesus' promise was, I will. How could he be so sure? Because it wasn't his plan to begin with. It was the Father's plan. The very heart of God himself saw our need, sent his Son, entirely an expression of incredible love beyond our imagining. I will build my church. Folks, regardless of what happens in the circumstances of our world, there is something that is absolutely eternal that's going on. And he wants us to be a part of that with every fiber of our being and say, Lord, help me to find my place in all of that. Oh God, live in me and help me. It's not like I'm asking for power to go raise the dead. I'm just asking to live with your life flowing through me. So it isn't me coming out all the time. It's you more and more. Praise God. Is that what he wants? Well, do we have the right to ask him for what we know he wants? It's his will, isn't it? What happens if we ask anything according to his will? He does it. Yeah, we can know that he's going to be at work. I will. Thank God for the certainty of what he's doing. That's why Paul could say, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him against that day. Paul just absolutely, Christ was revealed as to who he was, and he knew what that meant. In light of who he is and what he's done and what God has planned, what else can I do but just hand my life over to him? You know, there's so many people out there. There are many people out there who just have a very shallow idea of salvation. Well, just believe in Jesus. Accept him. I'll tell you, until we bow to him as Lord and hand our lives over to him, we're still lost. Now, I thank God that we don't suddenly jump from being what we are to what we will be. That's a process, undoubtedly. God goes to work on our lives, and he wants us to cooperate with that.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.